a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey put nearly $7 billion into its pension funds in this year's budget, and that bill won't be decreasing anytime soon. But Andrew Biggs of the American Enterprise Institute says taxpayers are shortchanged when so much of their money is simply paying off debts run up in the past.
It's a hidden squeeze on the value that residents in New Jersey are getting from government. The more and more what they're paying for isn't actually producing more and better government.
In a report for the Conservative Garden State Initiative, Biggs suggested a switch to cash balance retirement funds and higher contributions for workers, at least in years when the returns on alternate investment strategies underperform. If you are one of 2 million in New Jersey with NJ Family Care health coverage, we have information for you tonight at NJ1015.com on how you can get 8 over-the-counter COVID-19 tests per month at no cost. That's 4 kits, 2 tests per kit. Additional kits may be covered in the future. New at NJ1015.com, indictments come down for 15 people, 14 of them Trenton residents, allegedly toting weapons, including 2 hard-to-track ghost guns, on a party bus traveling through Mercer County the night before Halloween last year. The bus was stopped early on the morning of October 31st, detectives saying they saw people trying to hide the guns on the bus. The heavily traveled Route 3 bridge over the Hackensack River in New Jersey is going to be replaced thanks to federal infrastructure dollars. Governor Murphy says they are replacing the bridge with the future in mind.
When its replacement is built, it will include a feature to lay down a light rail connection across the river.
New Jersey is getting more than $1 billion federal dollars over the next 5 years as part of the Infrastructure and Investment Jobs Act. The money will be used to upgrade hundreds of bridges in New Jersey that have been labeled in poor condition. New Jersey news made possible by Navage. With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com. It's been nearly 48 hours, and many people are still talking about it. The crazy Bills-Chiefs game that wrapped up the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. That's because everybody was watching it. The contest on CBS averaged 43 million viewers, peaking at 51.7 million when the game went to overtime, Nielsen's highest rating since last year's Super Bowl. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed down 67 points. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. 2 weather headlines, including a weekend storm. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
This is Eric Scott.
I'm Dean Alpalamian.
I'm Michael Simon.
I'm Dan Alexander.
I'm Erin Vogt.
I'm Sergio Bichette.
These are the voices of New Jersey 101.5's news and digital departments. They are people on the streets, on the web, and on the air, all covering Garden State news for you.
I'm Chad Robison.
I'm Jen Ursulo.
I'm David Mathau.
I'm Annette Petriccioni.
I'm Patrick Lapp.
From your neighborhood to the State House, they're here bringing you the information you need. Count on New Jersey 101.5, your trusted news source on the air, on our app, and on NJ1015.com.
New Jersey fast traffic.
Well, it looks like the traffic is still kind of busy on 34 and Wall. The ramps to Atlantic Avenue closed, ongoing repairs. Noticing some slow traffic on Route 18 on the northbound side coming up past Route 9. There's also delays at Route 9 just south of the Raritan River coming down to the split with Route 35. 287 has cleared out a lot. Traffic on the parkway still a bit slow northbound side coming up in towards the Union vicinity. And the New Jersey Turnpike, both spurs to the car and the truck lanes now look to be moving along pretty well. 24, you've got delays getting into 287 and coming the other way down towards 7. And leaving New Jersey across the Hudson River, it looks like everything is, maybe as much as 5 to 10 minutes at the very most at the tunnels. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Christina Stoffo, New Jersey traffic south. On 55, the northbound side leading into 42, still really congested here. And 295, slow, but not as bad as it was earlier. It's just a little bit under the speed limit now, southbound leading into 168, also approaching Route 42. Now, the eastbound side of Route 90, right by Fork Landing Road in the area of the Betsy Ross Bridge. We drew up construction, and it's definitely slowing things down in that spot. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report's at 618 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. A cold and snowy winter is here. Now's the time to call Guaranteed Service. For only $77, they'll tune up both your heating system and water heater and give you a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com.
New Jersey's news, traffic, and weather authority.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There are two weather headlines to discuss through the rest of this week. Number one, another push of frigid Arctic air happening right now. Number two is the possibility of a coastal storm system delivering some snow and wind for the start of the weekend. Tonight will be clear and very cold. Thermometer dips to around 15 to 20 degrees by tomorrow morning. The wind chill or feels like temperature could go as low as 5 overnight. Tomorrow, back to the deep freezer. Sunny, dry, and cold. Highs only reach the mid to upper 20s. And only a little better on Thursday. We'll have sunshine, but highs only lower 30s. Friday, turning cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. Could be some snow showers during the day. And then again, that chance of steadier, heavier rain moving in Friday night into Saturday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Union, it's 40. Atlantic City, 42. Robbinsville, 37. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Drug and alcohol addiction can cause excruciating pain. Recovery Centers of America has two locations in Middlesex County and Mays Landing, so you can get treatment close to home. RCA answers the phone and accepts patients 24/7. Call 1-888-RECOVERY now.
New Jersey 101.5.